Big news this morning from Microsoft, making the largest gift in its history, a $500 million pledge to address homelessness and affordable housing concerns in our area. Joining us right now is Microsoft President Brad Smith. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
So the big question a lot of people may be asking is, why do this now?
Well, I think that the housing situation in the Puget Sound region has reached a point where it's appropriate to use the word crisis. We put a team of data scientists to work. We partnered with Zillow. We concluded that the region has a gap of about 300,000 units that would be affordable for people in low and middle income brackets. And the lack of available housing is forcing so many people, you know, the school teachers, the nurses, the first responders, many others who work at companies, to endure longer and longer commutes, and we have even far worse problems for people who are homeless. It really is a time when we need to come together and act.
So how does the lack of affordable housing impact Microsoft? Will this solve any problems for you?
Well, I think it affects everybody. It affects every business. You can't be a healthy business unless you're part of a healthy community. Everybody wants to be able to send their kids to schools where the teachers are, you know, fresh for the morning, not having, you know, sat in a car for 2 hours before they walk through the front door of the building. I think when you take people who play vital roles in a community and you force them to live in another community, it really saps the vitality for all of us. Our employees feel this. I think everybody who is listening to this feels it.
Well, it's kind of understood that Seattle has been booming here lately. We have two of the world's most valuable companies here, but I'm sure you're aware of the backlash and people blaming tech booms for Seattle's affordability problem. Do you think that's fair, and how much of the blame do you think you actually deserve?
Well, I think that we can either solve the problem or argue about it, and mostly we're focused on solving it. The truth is, this is a problem that requires all of us to play our part. I think that, you know, in some ways people would look at this region and say this is a high class problem to have. You know, all of this job growth, a lot of great jobs have been added here, but it just goes to show that when you create jobs, you got to create more housing for people to live in, and you can debate who's responsible for that. The truth is we need to go solve this, and it's going to take all of us. It's going to take capital, like the money that we're putting into this. It's really going to take a lot of focused leadership from mayors and city councils and the county and the state. There are a number of public policy changes that are needed. And as important as the money that we're announcing today is a statement being signed by 9 mayors of the smaller cities around Seattle, where the problem is even more acute than in Seattle itself, to make precisely the kinds of changes that we're going to need.
Any other ways you're trying to address this issue of affordable housing and also homelessness?
Well, it really is a complicated problem, or multifaceted. And so part of what we're doing is providing philanthropic grants to address homelessness. We're announcing the first $10 million of grants today, part to support the Home Base program launched by the Mariners and the United Way in December, part to support the new initiative by the City of Seattle and King County. But what we're really focused on is injecting capital, providing loans. Some of these can be on a short-term basis. That's what we learned from studying efforts in other parts of the country. And the great thing about that is you can make a loan, it can spur construction, the money gets repaid, and then you can lend it again. So one of the things that we really hope is that our money will have a multiplier effect.
Microsoft President Brad Smith, thank you so much for your time this morning.